Well, imagine being 6 months pregnant with your family holed up in hotel quarantine after avoiding COVID in the UK for a year, only to find on day 12 you've contracted the virus from someone else down the corridor. Well, that's what happened to Alison Rose, who is currently recovering from coronavirus at Perth's Mercure Hotel. It's the latest in a string of quarantine breaches that have independent experts calling for a complete overhaul of Australia's system and, at the very least, a nationally consistent approach. David Lipson reports.
Holed up at the Mercure Hotel in Perth, Alison Rose is recovering from COVID-19.
Breathless, coughing. And just not feeling well, just very, very fatigued.
For the past year, she managed to avoid contracting the virus, despite working as a nurse in Wales, administering vaccines as COVID raged around her.
We were really careful in the UK for a whole year. It's been rife over there. I'm a nurse, so I've been very careful when I've been working. Literally, well, I self-isolated for three weeks before we left the UK. Pulled our daughter from school just to make sure everything, you know, we were really careful.
Now, in the process of emigrating to Australia with her family, she was ushered into hotel quarantine. The family tested negative on day two. Then on day 12, she and her four-year-old daughter returned a positive result.
Been a real shock, actually. But we know, we absolutely know that it's come obviously from the hotel. It's all over the news and the press. I've just been really up and down. It's really affected my asthma. I'm quite short of breath on times.
And there's another stress.
Yeah, I'm 6 months pregnant.
Does that worry you?
Yeah, it has been. But I'm reassured because the doctors they checked my oxygen levels and I'm fine.
Despite the ordeal, she's trying to keep looking forward.
It has been upsetting, but like I said, it is what it is. We can't, you know, it's happened and just got to get on with it, really. I just can't wait to get out now.
The WA Premier is Mark McGowan.
Somehow, between two rooms that had closed doors, there has been transmission.
He led the most stringent measures in Australia to keep COVID out, and before today's National Cabinet, called for a suspension of flights from India.
We feel deeply for people who are in India, but obviously it is a big risk to the broader community and to the integrity of our hotel quarantine system.
It just demonstrates that the Premier of Western Australia has no confidence in his system.
Professor Mike Toole is an epidemiologist at the Burnett Institute.
West Australia did an audit of their ventilation in the hotels, but they have not released that report, and it doesn't sound as though they've actually taken much action.
He says despite 14 separate breaches in hotel quarantine nationwide since the start of the pandemic, the threat of airborne spread is still being underplayed.
I've seen no sign that Queensland and New South Wales have done those audits or have done anything to change the ventilation system in the rooms of the hotels.
Is it strange to you that each state seems to be reinventing the wheel once they've had a bad experience, rather than this being a national approach through National Cabinet?
Yes, it's more than strange. It's just hard to believe.
Professor Toole says better ventilation, negative pressure rooms, and at the very least respiratory rather than surgical masks must be implemented immediately.
I don't think we should be even talking about cost. We've spent billions on vaccines, but that's pointless if we allow the virus into the country before a good proportion of our people are vaccinated.
All of this is inducing much anxiety for many of those currently locked away in their quarantine hotel rooms, like James Robertson, who's returned from another hotspot, Indonesia.
I'm actually quite concerned and worried that I might actually get coronavirus in a hotel in Sydney, as opposed to when I was in Indonesia for 6 months.
Inside the Novotel in central Sydney, he's wearing a mask every waking hour.
It makes me feel pretty terrible in the sense that, you know, I've taken all the precautions, I've done everything I possibly can. To be honest, a lot of that stuff in Indonesia was in my control in terms of how I was operating within that country. Whereas being in this room, everything's out of my control. And that's the thing which you know, concerns me.
Back at the McCure in Perth, Alison Rose had her stay extended by a fortnight after contracting the virus.
They said another week we can be here, as long as, like, you know, our bloods and everything will be all right.
When she gets out, she plans to go back to nursing.
I'd like to carry on doing the vaccines here.
Yeah, well, we need some help.
I know.
Alison Rose, speaking from hotel quarantine in Perth to David Lipson.